The Last Word on Business.
With Forvis Mazars. Global expertise with local vision. Offices in Dublin, Galway, Limerick and now open in Cork.
Ian Guiner from the Business Post, who of course was with us throughout our budget coverage yesterday, is back with us for the Daily Business News. And tell us about the response of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council to what's in the budget, please.
Evening, Matt. Well, I'm sure the government were hoping that the Fiscal Advisory Council would have held off for a couple of days before commenting on the budget, but they have released their initial assessment and they have been highly critical and quite scathing of the government's plans. And they point out, saying that the budget package in total will add the pressures facing the economy and widen the underlying deficit. And it's quite a long thread of tweets they put out yesterday, but they say the budget repeats Ireland's past mistakes of pumping billions into the economy when it is at full employment. And they go on to say the country needs a more serious vision that delivers on the economy's needs without repeating the boom to bust pattern of its past. And just to give a couple of examples of why they believe that we are risking it, well, they point out actually we're spending much more than the government say they are. So you pressed the two ministers yesterday to say, well, the package is officially 10.5 billion euro, but you're also putting in this 3 billion euro into infrastructure. Should that not be included in it? Well, according to the Fiscal Advisory Council, that should be. And they point out if you add that 3 billion, which is going into Irish Water, the Land Development Agency, and into Airgrid, they say if you look at that on top of the tax, the package that's been put out there, instead of bringing spending in at 5.8%, which is an increase of 5.8%, actually, it's closer to 9%. And the government have repeatedly said we'll only grow spending year after year by around 5%. They've never hit that target. And as I said, according to IFAC, if you include all of this infrastructure spending, never mind the Apple money, well, then you're almost at double your own spending rule and going to break it once again. And one of the, this is quite a stark figure they put out as well. We spoke about it briefly yesterday. If you the windfall corporation tax receipts from multinational companies that the Department of Finance have looked at in the last few years and said, we don't expect this money will be around in the next few years. If you take that away, the economy is running a deficit over the last number of years. Well, the fiscal counselor looking ahead at the figures the Department of Finance put out yesterday and say the underlying deficit this year, all the way out to the end of the decade, could be 50 billion euro. Now, that is a huge amount of money to be reliant on that may just disappear over the next couple of years, and we'll be back into deficit territory and we'll either have to start cutting spending or borrowing more money. So the Fiscal Advisory Council, I hate to see what their actual full report will be given how scathing the initial tweets were.
Yeah, I wonder, will the government give a damn?
No, they
probably won't like it coming out during a possible election campaign. And but you see, the opposition would find it hard to use against the government on the basis that the opposition would probably spend every bit as much money just as the government is doing. There's another report out today. I don't know whether you saw this. This is basically in relation to a progressive tax system. A progressive tax system being one in which the burden of tax increases is in line with higher income levels. And the Department of Finance has put together a report, Beyond GDP Quality of Life Assessment, in which it says Ireland has the most progressive tax system of any advanced economy. And it says the system has become more progressive over time, which is an interesting thing when you get a lot of particularly the opposition saying that we don't have a fair tax system, that it's actually far too biased towards looking after the wealthy. Oh, yeah, have you gone? You're there, Ian, sorry.
Scan a little. If you look at that report, and I just went through it briefly, Matt, if you go through it, we have the universal social charge, which means that people on higher incomes out of it once they hit those bands. So if you go to somebody, say, over 70,000 euro, once they hit that higher rate, the USC takes away a big chunk of their income, so pretty much over 50% of it goes. So we do have this progressive tax system, but somehow you get little kinks in the budget where some groups of workers lose out. And I'll give the credit to John Gibbons, who you'll be talking to tomorrow about this, he pointed out that in some of the profiles that the government actually published as part of the budget package yesterday, some people on the minimum wage will only be beneficiaries of the budget to the tune of around €500, whereas somebody on earning up to €60,000 will be the beneficiary to the tune of around €1,700. So you do get little quirks at the lower end of the tax system, but at the higher end, we are a very progressive tax system, that more the higher your income, the more of it you pay in tax. And I think that is something that has been a noticeable feature of the last couple of years, particularly down to the introduction of the USC. So I actually think, Matt, we're probably, you know, we can be critical of this country in many ways, but when the USC came in, it did actually even out what a lot of people pay in tax. So the higher income earners out there, unless they're using tax loopholes or avoidance measures, are actually paying a lot more of their income in taxes compared to lower paid workers.
Okay, could it be that before the general election as well, we might have another interest rate cut?
Yeah, I really think this is on the cards, Matt, because we spoke about our own inflation rate on Monday, that has come down to 0.2%. Well, yesterday, while we were busy with the budget, the European Statistics Agency put out September's inflation figure for the Eurozone, and it has fallen once again. It came down to 1.8% in September from 2.2% in August, and it's now firmly below that European Central Bank target of getting prices down to 2%. And I think the pressure now is on the European Central Bank when it meets on October 17th to discuss interest rates, that the pressure will be growing for them to cut. We've had two reductions of 0.25% in June and September, and the markets weren't really expecting them to cut rates again until December. But the fact that you have prices below that target, and in fact in some countries there's deflation, prices in France actually fell by 1%, they're down in Germany as well, the pressure will be coming on the ECB board members to say, look, not only is inflation near your target of 2%, it's actually below it. So why aren't you cutting interest rates much quicker? We've seen in the United States, they went for a big bang, cutting interest rates by 0.5%. The ECB is being a little more softly with it by 0.25 percentage points cuts. But they'll be told now, I think firmly from lots of governments, get your act together. People are hurting from higher mortgage rates. There's no reason now to keep interest rates at over 3.5% where they are.
Thank you very much, Ian Gardner, columnist with the Business Post.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.